another Why We're Playing. I'm your host, Samus Garobo. Today is going to be another solo one. I'm just going to kind of ramble on a little bit about what it is that I'm doing today. Kind of give a little bit more insight into what it is exactly that I'm up to. So today I'm taking a look at one of my test characters. I like to do that, especially now with the Iconics. You have the ability to, you know, jump to level 15 or so. You level up slowly however you want along the way. It gives you a good opportunity to try some things. I used to do this a lot with the vet status too. I also feel that's a real good place to go if you want to try a particular race, class combination, and the Iconics aren't going to be favorable for that, then you can kind of make this happen. Alright, so first of all, what I want to do is I'm doing some prototyping for Butters, my currently Dwarven Bard. She's level 24, I think? 25, not quite 25 yet, although we did make a pretty good run at it with the Giant Hold Epic Elite Streak that we knocked out this weekend. So what I've done is I rolled up a Purple Dragon Knight, we're going to talk about that just a little bit today. But the reason I was doing that is because I just happened to, like, hit in the character creation screen the female Purple Dragon Knight. And, like, I don't know. I'm really smitten by the way this particular character looks in the character generator and, of course, in-game as well. Maybe it's all the Purple Dragon Knight armor on the half-orc female frame. I was a big fan of that frame. Yeah, Tobrell might tell me that she's big-boned, or she's a big girl, or some sort of large woman's catalog model. I don't know. He kept trying to push this joke agenda all weekend long, and it just failed flat on his face, in my opinion, repeatedly. So anyway, I rolled this character up with the intention of doing some low-level play with my wife and Tobrell as they were working on a TR, because I need to get Butters to level 28 before I can do the new big super TR into an Iconic. And the reason why I do that is because I've become really taken with the avatar in particular of the Purple Dragon Knight, but now as I start to play it, I'm really starting to see that the race itself is actually really, really good, and I kind of want to take a little bit of look at how that's working with this bard. And just real quick as a little note, I understand, I don't know if this is true or not, but I understand that you can take, and using a lesser Heart of Wood, you could swap out that first level. So my plan, of course, would be to do a first level rogue instead of the first level fighter, and then do a bunch of bards until I later choose to do a fighter. That's really important for working in the traps into the build, which is Butters, for the record, is kind of like a Swiss Army knife. She may not be the best at everything, but she's really, really good at handling situational roles as needed. So a lot of times right now with what's going on, she's our trapper, which is really, really unfortunate, because right now her search skill is kind of locked in around 70, which is right on the cusp of like the Epic Elite traps and stuff like that. It's actually like 68, I think, the way her enhancements are currently all set up. Maybe a little higher right now because I've been working through the Shadow Dancer. Anyway, let's take a quick look at the Purple Dragon Knight racial enhancements. And again, keeping in mind the idea of being some sort of bard, a melee-ish bard, the classic War Chanter bard from back in the day, the 16-2-2 split. Okay, so the first thing along the bottom down here, of course, we have a damage boost. At least that's what I've currently got. I think you can do any kind of the different human versatility boosts. So you got your bonus to attack, your bonus to damage, your bonus to spell casting, defenses, I think maybe saving throws might be in there, I don't really remember. You've got that, I think, three times. Then you also have two ability stat boosts of whatever your choice. I did a charisma, and I'll probably do a constitution is my guess when it comes back around. Possibly a Probably constitution. What do I need everything else for, right? I'm a purple dragon knight. Which comes to the first real point. Over here in the first rank, they have what's called Chimerian Knight Training, which is actually really, really exciting. It lets you use your charisma or strength, whichever is higher, for attacks and damage with short swords, long swords, bastard swords, and great swords. So while there's not a million really, really great swords right now, there are some really good bastard swords. And, of course, if you're lucky, which is something I'm hoping I can talk the guild into grinding out, and you can get that epic Sword of Shadows shard, then last I checked, it's still technically the best item in the game. I don't know if that's really, really true, but I'm going to go on a limb and say it is. So, potentially, you could have a really, really amazing DPS build, maxing out your charisma on this quote-unquote human frame. They're considered humans for, like, weapons and for magic devices and stuff like that. Let's see. We also have Negotiator, which buffs Diplomacy, Haggle, Perform, and did I say Bluff? I don't remember. Anyway, you can bump that up all the way to 4, which is really good. I think you can do a bunch of different... It may not be locked into Negotiator. It may be any number of... It's probably any number or combination of skills. That's the one I picked because it matches with my character pretty well. Then, of course, you have a bunch of Action Surge Tree, Healing Amp, which is ridiculous, especially since you're on a Bard and you're using either smaller healing spells or you're trying to scroll yourself. So every point of healing amp makes a huge difference in a build like that. And it's got a full tree, unlike the half-elf tree, which I believe only has 20%. So all the way to 30% is pretty massive. Don't Count Me Out extends your range of not being dead and also gives you some PRR, which is also kind of good, kind of exciting. I don't necessarily like things like that. They just say... Because usually when I die, or at least I die in the end game, I die by like 170 points of damage. That's not to say that going to minus 10 or minus 13 doesn't happen, but usually when you're taking 250 points of damage a hit or so, saving an or going to, let's say, 25 is not the biggest deal. Alright, so moving up another layer, we have the Purple Dragon Focus, which at first I wasn't as impressed with it, but then I went ahead and I took a couple ranks in it, or I took a rank in it, and then I went ahead and I took some more, because I'd like to work a little bit further up the tree, and I really have started to notice it, because again, since I'm a bard, and I also have the human versatility, I have both the damage boost, and I also have the sprint boost. So, that's 8 boosts. That's pretty good, to be really, really, really honest. It's just another layer. The nice thing about that is it's got a, I don't know what you want to call it, a right or a left. It's got a hooked bonus in there that gives all your allies +2 bonus to their saving throws. I assume that's... Where your boost, maybe that's all the time. Actually, I kind of have the feeling it's all the time now that I think about it. But I know for me, one of the things that I have a problem with is rolling a 1 on a will save or rolling a poor will save. Sorry, a little tongue-tied this morning. But I really think any time that you can go out of your way to boost up your allies, especially in the will saves, is worth investigating. I don't know how many times you ask if someone wants a buff, and they say they don't say anything, or maybe they do get buffed, and then they die or expire because the only healer in the group is your crappy healer bard, and you bring them back to life, and the next thing you know, they're in blue rings, and they're getting killed again. It's because you forgot to freedom of movement them, or they didn't put their things on, and basically it turns into a, well, if you could have passed your will save, it would have been fine. So it's something to consider. I don't know how randy it really is, but it could be really good. Something that I currently don't have that I'd like to get, but it doesn't really work well with the way the build is laid out, is the Great Weapon Amplitude for the two-handed fighting. The problem with that is that it requires two-handed fighting, which seems pretty duh, right? But The problem is two-handed fighting takes a 15 strength. Well, if you're going to do max con, because you're going to use your con modifier, because you're using a bastard sword or a long sword or a short sword or a great sword, what do you need strength for other than just to make sure that you can carry all your loot and that if you get Ray of Weakness or whatever the hell it's fucking called now, you can still move and you're not incapacitated. So, really, my character right at this particular moment in time has a 19 strength but base 14. So, I have to basically eat at least a plus one tome. And again, this is just a test character. And that's not the end of the world, eating a plus one tome. But what I'm trying to say is that it goes the opposite of kind of how the build is intended, in my opinion, or the way that the race is intended. So, not that it's not great, and I know they just probably stole it from the human line. But it would be nice if they could, at least for the Purple Dragon Knight race, maybe shift the requirements on two-weapon fighting to that, or maybe put an enhancement line in here that grants the first one at least, or allows you to bypass the stat modifiers or something. Just a little something in there to think about. But that being said, Sword and Board is really good if you're going to sword and a board. If you're going to use the bastard swords, it kind of behooves you to use one at that point, and it kind of behooves you, if you're going to use one, you might as well use either a rune arm, which is not that great if you're only splashing a couple levels of Artificer, or to go ahead and put a shield in your offhand, which is actually really, really good right now, is having a shield, as long as you're proficient. Alright, so let's move up the tree one more time to Rallying Cry, which is one of the things that I was trying to unlock. Now I just need to take the next level so I can unlock these action points. Right now we're level 7, by the way. So what it is an action boost, so it triggers the Purple Dragonite focus below there. But what it does is gives everyone within your aura a 10% action boost to movement speed and saving throws, which is actually kind of cool. And it also says can be used while feared and dispels fear effects. I don't know about you, but one of the most annoying things right now is forgetting to have your immunity to fear on. All of my characters now slot that in a yellow slot as soon as I can. But perhaps I'll be able to save that slot by using these action points, because it not only does it save yourself, it also unlocks everyone else around you. And then it also happens to have, like I said, the bonus of the ability to run away and a little bit more saving throw. So I think that one's really, really cool. Shield deflection, again, if you're going to use a bastard sword and a shield, which is looking pretty sexy right now, especially since we all just got those Raiders boxes. So you can, at 23, you can pick up the Bastard Sword. Was it a Nightmare, maybe? Yeah, I think that's right. So you can slap that Tower Shield in there, or not Tower Shield, but slap that Shield in there, and then bam, Shield Deflection, 1. Anytime you're blocking, you're proficient with, you gain a competent bonus based to the type of shield to completely ignore acid, cold, electric, and fire damage. So basically, you can potentially shield block elemental damage, which is really, really cool, especially for someone like a bard who typically doesn't have evasion or really great saves, even though we're going to build those in the best of our ability because we're going to do the 2 rogue splash most likely. I mean, I suppose you could do a 2 arty splash, which may turn out to be like a hair better just on raw numbers if you wanted versatility, which is something that this build is going for. But I mean, if you could live without the ranged components, you might as well just, like, auto-sleep into the evasion and the much better DPS. Because you're not going to have you're probably not going to have the aggro, so you can pick up the sneak attack dice. The other thing that they can do, which isn't going to be relevant for us, is they give you the ability to cast Heroism and eventually Greater Heroism. Because we're going to be a bard, we're going to have songs, we're going to have the GH song, or a spell, most likely. And of course, the song is an option as well that we'll probably end up taking. You don't need to spend it up there in that tree. Let's see. Let's continue on that level 5. Let's see. I haven't actually read this one. Final Stand. Action boost. You and your allies within your aura gain temporary hit points equal to your intimidate score for 20 seconds. If you're below 50 health when you use this ability, you gain 20 moral bonus to PRR for 20 seconds. You know, that action doesn't actually sound that bad. I have a tendency to max my intimidate score anyway. I usually don't wear an item or anything like that. I usually just go off basic charisma and skill points. And what that does is gives me the ability, if I want to grab trash aggro and leave the tank aggro, or leave the tank with whatever aggro he really, really wants. So say the tank throws an intimidate, they get the big boss, but they also get all the trash. I can run up, grab the trash, pull that off, and then the tank can just lock down the main boss while everyone else can clean off the aggro off of me, off of the trash aggro, which is a functionality I really, really like to do. So it's something useful to keep in mind. Especially if you're going to try to do this kind of melee-ish bard with the max con and the max charisma, you should have a pretty compelling hit point total and the ability to self-heal. So maybe that's something you can do there. For Cormyr? Fuck, I don't know. It's Forgotten Realms. Who can pronounce any of these goddamn words? Shinderindadong is Forgotten Realms. Anyway, for Cormyr, once per rest, you can heal to full. Wow, that's actually pretty sweet. If you are below 50% health when this ability is used, you and all nearby allies gain a morale bonus to weapon damage equal to your charisma modifier for 2 minutes. Wow. That sounds really, really sweet, especially if you're rocking like almost 1,000 hit points. It's pretty easy to be at 400 or 300 when you realize, oh shit, I need to not die right this second. I don't know what the speed is on it, but if it's fast, I think it'd be really, really cool. So that's something to put in there. Okay, so let's look at just a few other racial things that are important to keep in mind with this purple dragonite. Specifically, again, for TRing butters into the purple dragonite upon an epic TR. First of all, you are considered human. So all those, and some people think that's a help, some people think it's not, I don't know. She's been a dwarf for so long, it really is a big deal for her to use things like the Dwarven Thrower, because there's so many things out there that are not giants, which just mean, well, I take an extra d6 points of damage. I personally feel it's one of the best throwers in the game, the Dwarven Thrower, if you can use it. But the nice thing, the really, really nice thing about being a human, of course, is the feat. So that kind of took me by surprise, because I really didn't think about it when I was rolling up this. An extra feat at level 1 is pretty huge. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to take the Dragon Mark of Finding, which was one of those things that when I was at first doing it, I thought, oh, this would be awesome. Now I have room to fit in the Dragon Mark of Finding. That's not going to be the case, and you can't take the Dragon Mark of Travel or anything cool like that for low-level XP grind. But what do we care? We're going to skip to level 15. So we don't need any of that. We can just move on without it and trust one of your other party members to pick up the Dragon Mark of Finding if they so incline. The other really great thing, especially if you're going to do the Rogue or the Retifer Splash to do this Swiss Army Knife kind of vibe, is the extra skill point. Right now, yeah, you're a bard, so you get a bazillion skill points per level, and you're going to start out at rogue, and you're going to have all these maxed out or whatever, but it's still really, really tight once you do balance, concentration, diplomacy, disable, potentially haggle, intimidate, a few and jump, pretty close to max open locks, because right now open locks at the end game are so ridiculous. What the hell's up with that? Perform, search, spellcraft, potentially spot, and of course a maxed out UMD and enough points in tumble to be useful. That's Wow, that's just a million goddamn things. Not, and I didn't even mention the heal skill. God, I hope I'm putting points in the heal skill. I am not. Oh, shit, I am bad at things. All right, well, no wonder. Well, I'm not healing right now with this guy anyway, so I guess it's fine. But that, I didn't even lost count. How many goddamn, how many things is that? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, possibly 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12... for sure. 12 for sure skills, and then an extra 4 more to potentially put at least some points in. And that's if you have where the location of every track box in the game memorized, and you don't have to worry about spot. Whew, that's, wow. It's a lot of skill points. It's, what, 22 a level? That means you're deferring a lot of pleasure to make a lot of this stuff work. But I think it's doable, and having that extra point... skill point every level is important. That means that we also probably need to consider taking extra points out of int or out of strength and putting them into int. Just as a rule of thumb. I don't know exactly what that's going to end up meaning. It probably means you're going to have like a base, at least a base 12, if not a base 11 strength to get your intelligence at base 12, 13, 14. Yeah, you're probably going to want at least a 14, if not a 15. A 15 with a plus 2 or plus 3 int tome, which is not unreasonable, I think will get you there. I'd have to do the math. I should pause it and do the math right now and sound like I like whiz-banged all the math, but that's not going to fucking happen. Just, it probably is going to be enough to get there. If not, you may have to make a couple sacrifices, like, oh, my heal skill is only at 20 instead of 23, but again, who fucking cares? Alright, spell selection, I guess, will be kind of important. I don't know if it's really important for right this second. Just kind of theorizing how this build is going to work. And again, this is me doing the trial and error portion of the adventure. She's level 7. And, of course, Butters has got at least 3 more epic levels to go. 2 or 3... I think 3, probably 4 epic levels to go before you can even, or she can even do a TR. But I just kind of wanted to touch on the bard enhancement trees, that the ones that I thought have been really, really beneficial since I have been playing my bard a lot. And I hadn't heard a whole bunch about people talking up the bard a ton since then. Okay, so in the War Chanter, which is kind of my primary focus most of the time, of course, I've got the first couple in the bottom, but I really like the enchant weapon as an option. I think that's kind of cool. The poetic Edda is good, plus 3 to attack, 3 more bard songs, which is pretty huge. Of course, the sprint boost, which is ridiculous. Every bard, unless you already have another way to get to the sprint boost, has got to spend at least enough points to get to the sprint boost. I also am a big fan of Iron Skin Chant all the way up through Inspired Recklessness. I can't take that yet because I haven't got 20 points spent in the tree once I've spent points in the Purple Dragon Knight, but I plan on doing that. That being said, it kind of hit a point really, really quickly where I don't know how good it is. I haven't tried this Gathering Cold, Iced Edges, North Wind thing yet. It might be really, really good. I just don't know. I do know that the Spellsong Vigor over in the Spellsinger is now a level 5, or requirement level 5, whatever, fucking tier, tree, branch. I don't know. All these words is fucking rawr. But it's at the very, very top of the Spellsinger tree. So you automatically, if you want that, which apparently you're a crappy bard if you don't have it, according to the mighty Tobrell, and kind of me as I was playing with it the other day, but it's really vital that you have that, so you're kind of locking yourself into, which, like, almost everyone's going to be a Spellslinger. There's very little reason to go for the level 5 in the War Chanter. A moment in there. Let's see. Looking at the Spellsinger real fast, the studies I thought was really cool. The idea of grabbing, I think, what was it, 90 extra spell points is is pretty ridiculous. And pause. The 90 spell points is pretty ridiculous for a bard. Of course, they hid the wand and scroll mastery in a really weird place, in my opinion. You have to do the wand heightening to get to it, which I feel is kind of crappy. I would take it if that wasn't an arrow requirement, but as it is, I just don't know. Of course, the spell song trance is real great. The enthrall is amazing. I love enthrall. The sustaining song, the original Butters was a virtuoso, so having the ability to do the sustaining song and the enthrallment, I find to be really, really great. And then there's one other one. Advanced Studies I thought was good. Again, more SP. What was the other one that was up here? No, it's not this Song of Capering. I must actually be getting confused with an Epic Destiny one. But this chick, like I said, is level 7, so I can't check that out. Important gear worth keeping an eye out for, especially during the leveling process. Again, I don't think it's going to matter for realsies, but it might. I know for me, what I've luckily had over the years and found and made was a race-required +5 greatsword, just plain Jane, that I buffed up with the Festival Icy Burst. So, level 6, pretty ridiculous, especially with the magic weapon or enchant weapons, make it a +6. Really, really great. I don't know if that's high enough to boost it. Yeah, it doesn't boost it enough to make it extra special. Let's see. Other things that I've actually taken a real fancy to, and I may have to jump characters to find all the right names, would be, let me just pause. Alright, the item I'm thinking of is called the Quicksilver Kosk. It's armor bonus 5, a blue slot, striding 25%, and melee alacrity 10. It's an item I've really taken quite the fondness of. It's bound to account on acquire, so you can swap around all your different characters as needed, and it's level 8, so it's really pretty impressive for a leveling item. I haven't switched over to it 100% on all of my characters yet because I only have the one to share, and right now my level 11 TR'd monk is using it, so I need to just go farm some more, which means I think farming Threnels, which is awesome. Alright guys, well, I think that's probably enough for today. Again, you're listening to Why We Are Playing. My name is Samus Garobo. You can, of course, follow me at SamusGarobo at twitter.com. You can send me an email at samus@ddococktailhour.com. You can catch me on some of my other podcasts. DDO Cocktail Hour would be probably the main one. And, of course, you can check out my blog, which is probably where you found the link for this, SamusGarobo.com. Alright guys, I hope you have a good day, and I hope you enjoy the show. I need a sound off. I need something cool. Like on sound comm sets, I used to say, like, and that's a sound concept. How do you finish a Why We're Playing? Like, XP time? Or, I don't know. It's so weird.